Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jacqueline. How are you,
hey girl,
my friend?
How
was weekend?
Oh, my goodness. I was a practitioner at the Festival of Light. And remember when we had Teresa Sharp on? She's been the organizer and the perpetuator of this event. It was stellar. Absolutely.
All right.
And
it had to be with her.
Everybody was happy. Everybody was there, and we were very busy. And we had incredible things. Like, we had Irene Dean. She's a tarot reader. She uses a pendulum. We had Stones and Bones, crystals and jewelry that were out of sight. We had Alexander Peterson, who is here from Roanoke, and Tracy Lockwood, who's a medium. And both of them are life coaches as well as have spiritual gifts. Ingrid Jolly was there doing aura photography. We had a lot of fantastic things going on. And people from the Unity of Seven Hills were there, and I did my last fair, and Teresa saw me there because they try to support each other because they're all up in that Lynchburg area here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really amazing. Ashray Windwalker there. She's a shamaness. Oh, my God. We had such a wonderful time, and everybody was so much trying to support each other. The lectures were free, and the food was excellent. We had all kinds of great food there.
Oh, that's always good. Excellent. Yay. I love hearing that success story.
And I know a lot of the people that listened to our two-hour special with Teresa really enjoyed it. We all did the tarot and stuff together. So she said she'd be willing to come back on as a guest any old time. She enjoyed it so much, and she just felt we were coming from love and light and everything. So it was really awesome. Now, how are you
doing
back in Florida? How are you doing back in Florida, my dear friend?
Oh, I'm going along. It's been great. It's been really wonderful. It's business is business, and, you know, it's great. It's a different thing when you disappear for a period of time and come back, because most people see each other on a regular basis, and, you know, they don't really get the differences and the changes. And when I come back and people come to see me, it's, you know, there's so many different changes afoot, you know. All this has happened since I left. And so it's really been great. You know, I really have enjoyed coming back and really worked with quite a few people. And it's not only that, it's reconnecting with friends and things like this, because it's, again, you drop one portion of your life and you go, you know, it's like you're picked up and transported over here, and then you're picked up and transported back, you know. And
right.
So it's always great to see all the events that have gone on since you've been there that you would normally accumulate, you know, in your normal daily thing. So it's been fun. It really has. I've gotten there, you know, pretty settled back in now, and, you know, got everything going in the right direction again.
Well, you know me, I go back down to Florida twice a year. I go once before and one after hurricane season, because Florida wrecked my house in 2004. I haven't forgiven it yet. But I do see a lot of people that come back. I do see a lot of people that come back, but then I always have new people, too. And it's always fun to see my friends and family down there. You know, it's super. And then if I come back, I'm a little bit tired because I'm real busy. But I feel that fulfillment inside. It's so important, you know. And that's the important thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, both of us have been doing this for a very long time. So we've seen you know, them go from a child to an adult to having their own children now, you know, and it's kind of, you know, it's interesting, you know, when you have that strong a clientele, like when you come down here, I'm sure you see these people because you've worked with them for so many years of their lives. And it's really great to see the improvement that they make in their life and the better decisions that they make in their life as a result of, you know, listening to, you know, what we have told them, what we said. So it's kind of a, you know, that's kind of a fun thing about our work.
All I can tell you is that there are so many that are gone from being my client to being part of my spiritual family. I have lost count. I have lost count.
Well, that's my little cancer friend, you're the mother of the world.
I know. Jeez, I'm glad I didn't have to bear them all.
Absolutely. That's one. That's a good one.
So let's tell them what's going on in the heavens tonight.
Oh, I really, you know, I happen to really like this because there's some really nice aspects, even though, you know, it's been a little intense with the Mercury retrograde and what's been transpiring with that, and yay, it's direct. But, you know, the conjunction of Sun and Venus in Scorpio, and it not only sextiles Mars at 0 degrees in Capricorn, but also trines Neptune. And
yes,
this configuration is such a beautiful configuration for really transforming and changing and aspiring to what we truly believe. And really with the Mars being able to actually set the footing, start the foundation, take the steps to really go towards that belief. And the harmonious energy that's involved in that is just so beautiful. So we just have to follow what we love right now. You know, and it'll manifest with that sextile. It has such an ease of energy to it. It will manifest. So that's
so
what I like about it. What do you think?
I am so glad about Mars going into Capricorn where it's exalted right now, because the last 3 weeks of the Mercury retrograde, everybody's feeling like, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. I said, well, it's direct, Mars in Capricorn now, the next 7 weeks, get yourself together.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
it.
It's weird, as
it's,
much,
you know,
as I fear certain planets in Capricorn because I have so many planets in Cancer, Mars in Capricorn has always been very good to me.
The plot thickens.
Yes. Because I like to be organized. I do so many different things in my practice that it really helps me to say, okay, I now am really feeling that root directory, and I am really able to go ahead and create again. As you know, I have very little Earth in my chart. So when I have a friendly planet, because I love Mars, because I have Mars conjunct the Sun. So when Mars makes a movement to say, okay, I'm going to step in and help you. Thank you.
It's conjunct your Sun, and that's a good thing. Yeah, there you go. So it pushes you along, which is a great thing.
It
and
sure
it does.
Is.
You know, it is such a cardinal sign. You know, the Capricorn energy is so grounding and plotting and really being able to take the temperance, as, you know, when it was in Sagittarius, everybody wants to move. Let's get going. Let's get going. Let's get going. But now that it's in Capricorn, you can actually take those solid foundational steps, which is a great thing. And, yeah, the next 7 weeks, you know, people should definitely be starting in that path of where they truly want their life to be transformed to.
Absolutely. Yes. Because Mars in Sag, although I like it because it's high energy and it's been so beautiful here to be outside, has been a great gift. But it also creates a lot of impatience in people as far as their goal planning. And this is going to help people to create a strategy.
Yeah.
Now it's in Capricorn. in a very short period of time. 7 weeks is nothing. But to be able to kind of get it together and say, okay, what are my true priorities right now? Because as you pointed out, the cardinal signs, they want to aspire to their highest ideal. And Mars exalted there, yes.
Absolutely. And sextile to Neptune again, that aspiration coming from the Neptune aspect of it again. I mean, it's just, this beautiful little aspect that just really people can actually, go, okay, we can do this. And all we got to do is take those steps forward. I know Saturn is in Scorpio and, people are going to have those doubts because it is squaring Jupiter. But it's the belief and the faith that's going to make it happen. Sometimes the tunnel is very dark until you finally get close to the end. And so when people are working on their things, they just need to take those foundational steps. This is a time to move forward and be productive. And it'll be a real good time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We have a few callers waiting for us. I suppose we should check in and see what's happening.
How about we do that?
Okay. Good evening, 828. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. This is Danielle.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Danielle.
Down.
I just want to know if you guys could help me with my nephew's chart.
Okay.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name's Ezra. Ezra, Ezra.
Okay.
There you go.
Now I don't have a time, but it's January 20th of 2005.
And what city was he born in?
Alton, Illinois. If I remember right, I think he was born during the day. But we just found out, for the past 2 years that his dad's girlfriend has been, pushing him really hard and kicking him, and he's eating paper. And so he's going through a lot of – I looked at his chart, and but we just found out that that's
a lot
what
of
she's
paper.
Been doing to him.
Odds are he has a Gemini moon eating a lot of paper. He would be eating a lot of paper because of the nervous energy. It emotionally,
wow.
It'll emotionally comfort him.
Are you kidding me?
No. So that was in a simple
Why
thing
would
to
lie?
Answer to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's a simple thing. Not knowing the time, there's other things, but I'm betting... because it's 6 degrees into it in the morning, and you said you think it's during the day sometime, then I'm betting it is a Gemini moon, and he's doing it for comfort.
Now, what is the paper, what's on the paper?
I'm not sure, but he said he was eating it because he was hungry, because apparently she's withholding food from him. And I looked at her chart, too, and she's got, her sun at 15 degrees, which I know what card that is and what that's all about.
Well, he's got several planets in Capricorn. He's on a very tight cusp. Even at dawn, he's at a zero Aquarius energy. So he's a
right.
True Capricorn Aquarius cuspian. The Capricorn forces want to feel grounded, and they want to feel protective and protecting. And the Aquarian part also wants to be very independent. And if all the choices are being made for him, that is going to put him into a very uncomfortable margin here. Now, has she been to see a doctor or psychologist with the child?
No, they got him on drugs for ADHD, and he started having problems when she started hitting him and kicking him and doing all this stuff to him. Because it's not him, she's like abusing him and stuff. And my brother just found out today, after 2 years of it going on.
Well, is she going to, I mean, that's the question here is, did you want to know about her, or do you, I mean, I'm in looking at this aspect, I mean, this is a tough kid, and I'll say this, this is a tough kid. Alfredette was talking about the Aquarian and the 0 degrees, critical degrees aspect to it, okay? And all the Capricorn energy that goes along with that, the Mercury and Venus. And I'm going to say this about the circumstances. This little guy is an adult in a child's body, okay? So he can figure out things and understand things stronger than the average individual would, okay? I am going to say that this is one that can utilize that to their benefit when they've been victimized, okay? So he's a strong little guy, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Is that what you wanted to know about his well-being, or that's where my question went with this, is what did you want to know about the whole circumstances?
What should my brother do? I know he probably should get out of the house and get away from that lady.
When is his birthday?
My brother or the lady this is going on?
Your brother, because he seems to be the one that needs to take action.
Yeah.
3/9/1974. And I have his birthday, I mean his time and everything.
Okay, what is it?
It is... It's March 9th, 1974 it's in Alton, Illinois at 10:46 p.m.
Do they still live there?
They live in Quincy, Illinois. And then my mom's calling me crying and stuff. And
okay.
Yeah, all that stuff is coming out right now for him. The truth is definitely coming out. Well, this is a stand for his personal values and beliefs. I'm going to tell you that. This is, you know, with the Mars transiting through his second and into his third, he's, as a father figure, he's going to have to take action on what's honorable and duty-bound and the right thing to do, okay? And so it is him making sure that protecting this child, being the father to this child and protecting this child, okay? So in any way, shape, or form, removing this from him.
Okay.
Well, I have something I wanted to share with you, Danielle, because I don't want you to make a negative judgment on anyone without verification. I don't see a lot of disciplinarian in your brother. And as Jacqueline pointed out, Ezra is a tough child. So because your brother has not stepped in, she's probably dealing with his behaviors more than he is.
Right.
Because he doesn't know how to do it.
Right.
They need a third party to step in. They need some kind of a strong counselor that's going to bring a balance if they're going to even be together, or is it going to straighten out the child before they split? Because you don't want to take a child that's already having major difficulties and put them into the middle of a divorce or separation situation and tear them apart. If it's that acute, they need to seek counsel before they do anything with someone that has those kind of certifications, Danielle. because they need to all get new footing because it's not working. Now, I think that your brother would treat the child great, but your child could run roughshod all over him. I want you to know that.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to know also that she is trying to recognize the fact that she can't continue to let him exercise his behaviors because it's going to be harmful to either him or someone else, the child. Now, when's her birthday?
Yeah, that's what I was... Her birthday is November 7th of 1972 in Quincy, Illinois. Yeah, she's got, like, I've looked at her chart, and, she's got her sun at 15 degrees, Scorpio, and she's got her north node, November 7th, 1972.
Thank you.
In Quincy, Illinois.
Yeah.
Quincy.
Okay.
Quincy. How do you spell it?
Quincy. Yeah, because Ezra's talking about, like, running away and something bad could happen. He could, like, get kidnapped or something. And then if he's even talking about calling the principal, and then the DCFS is going to get involved, and they could take Ezra away, and they not get him back. And she's got her ascendant, well, I guess it's, at 18 degrees Capricorn, and her sun is...
And here, that's my concern, and I so agree with Aphrodite, and what she said is that there has to be a mediator in this. Okay.
I didn't get a time on her. How can you know her ascendant?
I mean her north node, sorry. Her north node is at 18 degrees Capricorn. Which I know 18's the moon, and I've done her numerology, and she's got 18 going on another time, and she's got 15 going on, like, three different ways.
Well, I have it, and you can't say that because I have it at 20 degrees at 6 a.m.
Okay.
For north. Okay. North and south node travel. Remember, they're points on the moon, so they travel quite quickly like the moon does.
Right.
Okay. So if we had the birth time, we could pinpoint that particular thing.
Well, right now, I do think that they do need a mediator. If she was born at dawn, she would have a 0-degree Sag moon. If she was born before dawn, she could have a very late Capricorn. I'm sorry, a very late Scorpio moon. And she can be a little bit tough, but she's got some Sag forces here. So my feeling is that I don't know if she's always been this way. I think the behavior is, as far as where he's coming to in his evolvement, is contributing to the situation. And when a child does things like eat paper, and obviously he's seeking some kind of attention, his relative age, he knows better. Okay?
Right.
So whatever he's doing is trying to manipulate the situation. That's the bottom line. And your brother, he's much more kind. He's very nice, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And she's saying, well, somebody has to do something because this child is getting out of control. And he did not step in. Okay? So he's a little bit guilty by default, although hitting and kicking a child is not appropriate either. So there needs to be someone that's going to step in that's not going to necessarily, you know, drag them to a bad place legally, or they can coordinate the behavior of this child and find out what's really going on with him. Because I think he needs professional help more than he needs either one of them.
Right. And to top this all off, she's a principal at a daycare.
Again, here you're talking about, again, somebody who has a Mars in Libra, okay, and has a Venus in Libra. So their natural strive, even though they're a Scorpio, their natural strive is for peace and harmony, okay? That's the one thing that the Libra energy strives for. It's not the warrior, okay? And here again, I think that I agree with Aphrodite that she's been left to, you know, here again, these behaviors just didn't start yesterday. And I do feel that this is a force to be reckoned with. Anytime you have that Aquarian and Capricorn force, this child was an adult at this age. This one comprehends things differently than the regular child does. And this child, the key word I use for Capricorn is I use. They utilize the situation to manipulate to get what they want, okay? And both of these parents have enabled too much of the getting what he wanted to, okay? And so here again, I think everybody has escalated out of control at this point in time in this situation, and I agree with Aphrodite that whether it's counseling or, you know, a behaviorist or somebody coming in to work with the family to retrain this whole situation, I think is the best way possible to handle it, okay? I think, you know, here again, with all of these, because I don't feel that she is as abusive as what you're trying to describe her as. She might have a big mouth, but when she yells, it's only to try and make the peace. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'll let my brother and my mom know.
You have to understand that people can only live what they've learned.
Right.
And I feel that Ezra is looking for a teacher. He's looking for an authority figure that's not either one of them. He has his Chiron opposing Saturn, okay, in his natal. And I'm not sure which house that's in because I don't have a time, but I can tell you this. If they find the right counselor, balance can be created before the end of January. So I would work towards that end.
Okay. I appreciate you guys helping. Thank you.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I must hurt you a lot because you're so compassionate. Good luck. Love you, girl.
And he even has a picture of me in his little photo album.
Well, that's because you're pretty.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right. God bless you, honey.
Okay.
Bye. Intense stuff going on there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening, area code 561. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Hey. I know that you all liked what I was doing before, but it was a challenge to me, and I had a difficult time with it because it was selling on Amazon. I mean, buying on Amazon and selling on eBay. But I have found something else that I really like, and it's there are many different ways to get points and to make money. There are auctions. And one auction, an iPad, went for less than $3. And I don't know what you all think about this.
Is this the city that's October 17th in Boston?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure. Because I have 10 Cindys on here, okay?
oh, my God. Yes. Cindy Red.
Where do you live now?
West Palm Beach.
I thought so, because you're a friend of Jacqueline's. Okay.
Yes, a dear friend.
I know that. Sweet.
She's one of those that went from being a client to being a friend.
There yep. you go. I love it when that happens.
Okay.
And we saw her on Sunday.
Yes, they came by last Sunday and saw me, which was really fun. I finally got to see her. I haven't seen her in a long time. You know, and this is what I'm going to say about this, Cindy, is this really the one? okay? Because right now Mars is going into your fifth house, okay, which is setting setting the stage for the speculation, okay? It's where this type of thing, you know, any type of speculation work, which is what you naturally do, you're starting to set this foundation, okay? And with Pluto there, it's going through its major transformation and change. And I am going to say that if this is really the one you want to do, commit to it and stick to it, okay? We were talking about in the beginning of the show about the next 7 weeks. This is your next 7 weeks. It is actually starting the foundation of a niche to really get yourself. And if this is the one you think is going to make it happen, then you need to put both feet in and stick with it, and stick with it longer than the 7 weeks, okay? The 7 weeks are only the foundation. It's going to be something you're going to have to stick with for a long time to get the benefits out of it that you're looking for, is what I'm trying to say. But the timing of it is correct. Whatever you do now, you're definitely setting the foundation for what you're looking for. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I don't think it's about now. I think that the seed's been planted. Mars is going to pass over Pluto in her fifth house in West Palm Beach the day that Mercury comes out of its shadow. And that's the day she'll be sure. I think this is good information, and I agree with you that it's definitely something to be considered. Don't get me wrong. Because Mercury still has shadow. It just went direct last night. So we're more apt to aspire to our ideals, but not necessarily have the concrete values in our hand. With Mars exalted in Capricorn going over Pluto, the planet of empowerment, okay, which complements your Mercury, which is in Scorpio, and Mercury finally getting out of shadow and going back to the time that it went retrograde, that is the day, or within a day of that, you're going to be very sure of how to proceed. When Mars is in Sagittarius, because Mars only went to Capricorn this morning, we want to rush, tumble, and run, okay, to get to that finish line. It's been way crazy for the last 7 weeks. But now, it's about decision that's based on the best for you as far as investing in your beautiful work. It's only a couple weeks. Take your time. Are you still there?
Are you still there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. You became very quiet there.
Looking into all alternatives. Yeah, looking into all alternatives, but letting them know that you're definitely interested. Because most people don't sign up the day or a couple of days after they hear about it. They comparison shop now. With Pluto being in Capricorn, it's all about taking that conservative approach and maintaining your resources and knowing that you're willing to invest, but you want it to grow over a longer period of time. It's not about the big kill in the moment. It's about, are we going to do business together and really make this happen? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the long pull. In the long pull. But I think this is great because psychically you already picked up on it, that it's a great possibility. Sometimes when you play a little hard to get, you're looking at other things, you can even call them back and ask them more interesting questions about how they perceive you in the future as far as development is concerned. This is something you want to do for a long period of time, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you want to know their dedication, because Capricorn says, are you dedicated to me? Can I trust you? Do you have the reputation that I seek? And all that you're going to find out in just a couple of weeks, it's worth the wait.
Right. Yep.
But I think you should follow up, and I do it with all due integrity. Don't get me wrong. And I agree with Jacqueline on a few points, but this Mercury has been really brutal to me, so I'm trying to make you careful.
Yeah.
Okay. there anything else you can help with tonight?
No, I was just going to say that I joined when Mercury went direct. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got to remember that still in its shadow until it returns to the degree that it actually retrograded, and that's on Veterans Day. That's on the 11th. So
okay.
My feeling
all
is right. if you did sign up, then I would tweak it with them. I'd go back, and I would be very professional, and I would say, all right, well, I have signed up for you, and so I'm sitting here, and I want to write down my business plan with you. So what do you envision for me? Step back in. You can still do that when Mercury is in its shadow. So step back in and be oh so kind and professional, and so you can take your bearings because, again, this is very important to you from what you're telling me.
Right.
Okay, and they sometimes like the fact that you are looking for that professional help because if you've already signed up, let's see how well they're going to cooperate with you. You usually have a certain period of time to unsign up.
Right.
Investigate it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, ladies.
We're always happy
good
to
luck.
Hear from you, call us. All the time. All right, bye.
Bye, Jacqueline.
Bye. She's such a sweet woman.
No,
she really is.
She is. She's a little doll baby. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening, area code 561. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Charles.
Hey,
Charles, we love you. How you doing, honey?
Well, I'm good. How are you? I love you both. It was good to see Jacqueline last
too.
Week.
Awesome.
See, you know, I have an ongoing job search that hasn't turned up anything yet, and I'm a little on the anxious side, but I did take Jacqueline's advice, I don't know, last week or the week before, and put myself out there more, like, more networking. And what I noticed was a significant increase in my social life, which is nice.
I love that. That's great.
That's not what I was looking for. I mean, I appreciate it, but as you know, that wasn't my first priority.
Yeah, well,
so,
Mars transited over your Mars, so.
So is there anything I can do to help push it in my professional life?
Well, Jupiter doesn't pass over your sun until the 19th of November. Now, Mercury's going out of shadow on the 11th, and then Neptune's going direct on the 17th. So you could have some false opportunities and things that show up, and they might seem good, but when Jupiter actually passes over your sun, because Jupiter's the gift giver of the zodiac, I have a feeling it's going to go towards the 19th of the month. So I'm going to the 19th, I want to say the 24th of November. And I feel for some reason, because Jupiter's sitting on your sun, you're talking about something big here. So you know what can happen here? I know you're very anxious. I mean, we've got the sun and Venus sitting right on your Saturn right now. I see you're flipping.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, is right there, why it's there.
They're perfect trine through midheaven. So knowing that you may have set the stage or already been in contact with the person that can give you the opportunity. But because of Mercury still being in shadow, you might not hear immediately. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. That's where I was going to go with the Saturn dead-on conjunction with the Sun and Venus right now. You know, again, it's teaching you that you really must have faith because it's trining your midheaven. So, and your midheaven is in Pisces. So it's like you just have to believe that it's going to happen. Okay, we're not going to give you any indications. We're not going to give you any kind of, you know, warning. You just got to believe. Just keep on believing. Okay, because it really is. I mean, Scorpio is Mr. Doubting, okay? And so you've got, you know, energy of, I'll give you the story, a real quick story of my nephew who has a moon in Scorpio. we were doing this bike riding, and they live in by Mount Shasta, and so it's all mountainy. Okay, and we were all on this little bike riding, little, you know, adventure, and he was a little guy, and we get like 90% up the hill, and he goes, "Oh, I just can't do this anymore," you know. And he was done. The bike went down. He sat down. There's no way I can make it over this hill. And I sat there and talked to him. I said, you know, all you got to do is have faith and believe. It's okay to take a break and breathe. And this is what you're doing. But remember, it's your strength and you can make it. It's only a little bit further. And by saying that and getting him just, you know, just to calm down and sit and relax for a little while and making it okay that he just took that break from it because of the intensity of it, it was okay. So when you're feeling this intensity, go, oh, I just need a break from it. I just need to not think about it at that moment. This too shall pass, okay? Because he got back on his up and over the situation and he was riding down that hill just having a blast. Okay, at his victory of being able to get over it. Okay, and here again, this is the same thing that you're going through, but you're going through it with something a little bit more personal than a bike ride. Okay.
So really, that's confirmation I'm on the right track. I just have to believe that one area will help the other area of my life.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And the other thing's going on, Charles, just so you know, that in your Palm Beach chart, Saturn is sitting right on your ancient part of fortune, okay? And it's there for a month. It is going to be trining Uranus in your second house in Cancer, which means that out of this can come a tremendous amount of security for you. You are going to be so thankful and so appreciative. I have a feeling that what's coming in is big. And I have a feeling that it's definitely worth waiting this couple of weeks for. It, to me, your chart's amazing.
Okay. From your mouth to God's ears.
You got it going on.
From your mouth to your head. Yeah. You got to believe it. Okay.
I'm working on it. All
okay,
right.
Then.
I'm working on it. Thank you, ladies.
All right, God bless you. Okay,
dear.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
You
thank
too.
You.
Happy Halloween. Okay, God bless. Bye.
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 He's so amazing. I can't believe all things lining up over the next 30 days. It's like, wow.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Not that far away, you know. And it's hard because, see, this Mars and Sag from the people that I've been doing, and I'm sure you're probably going to agree with me on this, there's no patience in that. There's just momentum. And now we're coming out of that phase into manifestation.
Absolutely. And I agree. Patience level is not there when it comes to the Sagittarian energy. They have no patience.
My move is there, okay? You're preaching to the choir.
It sits on my midheaven and my Jupiter's there. I've had to get all my benefits from those crazy people.
Yes. The next person on our list is somebody near and dear to us. You ready?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Hi, honey. How you doing?
I am looking at the sky. Just beautiful. Beautiful day.
Absolutely. This is paradise. This is the reason why we live here.
It's nice. It's really nice. Are you going to be there on Friday, Jackie?
No, I'm going to be at Spark of Divine on Friday.
Which is Halloween, right?
Yes, that would be Halloween, All Hallows Eve. And I will be there on All Saints Day as well. We are having a psychic fair at Spark of Divine.
Yay!
So
wow.
I will not be at the B&A flea market this Saturday either. I'll only be there on Sunday.
So your psychic fair is going on both Friday and Saturday?
No, my regular appointments I have on Friday, and then they're doing the fair on Saturday, so I'll be there 2 days in a row.
Wow. Well, I'm going to try because I followed your advice. Even this morning, early in the morning, I said, I'm going to go to the VMA. And then I said, no, she said, stay put. And I know Mercury is back on course, but it's a few days before things start, you know, piping down.
Exactly.
It's been a good week, but it's been a rough week.
Well, and it's releasing off of your natal because it came in, you know, right at the end of this Mercury retrograde. It came in conjunction to your own Mercury. So everything just got just a little bit more intense for you. But it's moving back away from it now. So you're on the other side. That shadow is going to start to ease, okay? So this next week, you'll feel the pressure being taken off.
That would be so nice. I'm glad that you enjoyed the fair up in Virginia for that. And I don't have a question. My cousin has taken a turn for the worse. And his proxy is making things really difficult and ugly, I would say. So I don't know what what to do. I don't, I can't take over the proxy because that would be like a standoff, like a face-off. And I don't know what to do.
What's your birthday?
Her birthday?
Yeah.
Mine is November 8th.
I know that. I'm talking about
his birthday. Her cousin is a him, right?
Yeah. 6/21/48. I don't know the time.
6/25?
No, 6/21, solstice.
Okay.
I think he was born in Budapest.
I got him. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry, I had to cough, and I didn't want to do it on the open mic.
And that is Hungary, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
It could be Cleveland. There's a lot of Hungarians there.
Very funny, honey.
I tell you. Looking for humor in everything and anything is the only thing that has kept me going over the last 6 to 8 years. So my humor is stupid sometimes. Not stupid, but too... But... I need it. I need it to keep going.
You don't have any idea when he's born, do you?
Not if it was day or night. No, not at all.
Okay.
And what I am going to say about it... Sorry. What I am going to say about it is that Mars is going to pass over his natal part of fortune here soon because of the, and I hate to give the exact timing of it because not having first time, but it's going to be coming over here soon, probably within the next week. So part of fortune is like a double guardian angel, an Arabic part that is a strong custom for a lot of astrologers to use. And here again, I think that this is a change for his benefit when that bar is transformed.
He's been in intensive care for over a week now. And he's retaining fluid so much. Other than that, he's doing better since Wednesday. But they have him sedated, they have him with a tube. It's heartbreaking, especially because no one goes to see him except for me, and there's not much I can do except argue with the nurses to please give me the information because I'm the only one going. And I actually am closest of kin. Unlike the woman who was in this for to keep, the place he is in, to keep living at his place, rent free. I'm not even going to see him for 5 days in intensive care. It's kind of heartbreaking, isn't it?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your cousin had a near-death experience in the past?
I do not know that. But he's been on and off for like, what, a year and a half now since his first stroke. So he may have had.
Well, I want to tell you something that, and I'm going to say this gently, but I want you to, it may give you some peace in your heart with what you're trying to do here. I get the impression that there is already a place prepared for him on the other side.
Yeah.
But God trusts our will to release. So if something does happen, I feel his place in the light is ready for him. Okay? And I want you to know this only because when we are praying, we have to remember that we want people to be here. But at the same time, if they're there to receive their great fortune in the hereafter, then we have to respect that. And I'm looking at his chart, and because I don't have a time of birth, I find that somewhat disabling because I could see more if I had it. But right now, you are standing with him as a guardian angel, my love. Bless you.
Thank you. I'm going to try to go there tonight. It's just that my aunt loved him so much, and she passed away like 3 years ago. And I think if he had karma, which I think he probably did, given, you know, his reputation as a ladies' man, I think he's paid it all back before going over to the other side. I just would like, you know, I just would like his son to see him before he passes. And that is not happening in California.
Where is his son? Oh,
in California. And, you know, they haven't talked to each other. They've, you know, been at odds with each other. And
is there a way that the son could come? If he waited, would his son come?
I left a message when he went into intensive care, and I think then I left a second one right after that. I think I'm going to call his son and tell him, look, I don't know if he's going to pull out of this one. You want to come and see him? Because, you know, their relationship was very bad.
Well, you know, if you want to plant that seed, and I know you, you have so much integrity, I would do it gently and just let his son know that you have been watching over him as well as you can. Only because in these kinds of situations, it's best to take the high road. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, on this?
I do agree with you.
Okay.
And
okay.
I would. You know, I would call him and talk to him, but again, I do agree with that, that I would go into, you know, not the dramatic, go in it and not dramatic way.
I probably won't get a chance to dialogue with him. It's probably going to be a message left on the recorder because he doesn't pick up the phone.
Well,
but
ask your guardian
whatever.
Angel to stand with you when you're leaving the message. Ask your guardian angel to stand with you to deliver the message, okay, in a way that will serve his soul. Because if your cousin does go to the other side, and you do what serves his soul here, you have to remember that things that happen here, even when the person is no longer physically present, a healing can happen. We are eternal beings. We don't just, like, live a life and we're gone forever. We are eternal beings. And to be able to forgive, even if the person's on the other side, to be able to understand better, that vibration travels to the spheres because God is great. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask you before you leave. Do you see anything important happening for me in my life this week? Otherwise, I'll try to go and see Jackie either Friday or Saturday, depending whether I still have a car on Saturday. And when are you coming? You're coming around Thanksgiving, right?
I'm coming the week before.
The week before.
You know what I am going to...
Even better.
Not only for you, but I have to say that just about your cousin again, that all of this is so much to his greater benefit, okay? Whether he does stay on this physical plane or not. He has so many guardian angels around him right now that it isn't even funny. So, you know, remember that, okay? That there are a lot of angels around him right now. Again, he's both got Jupiter across his Saturn and the part of Fortune across Mars. It's going to be an interesting time.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. And then I guess I'll wait until hopefully I'll see you this week. Now I can start and travel further than my neighborhood, right?
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Yes? Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
Yes, absolutely. Part of Fortune is transiting over your Mars, so, you know, you should be fine to travel now.
Okay, I really wanted to all of these last 2 weeks, but I said no, you know. He told me not to, and myself, I'm telling myself not to as well. So I'm going to listen to one or both of us.
All right.
God bless you, Deanna.
Thank you so much, Aphrodite. You are a joy.
All
right,
God bless.
Jackie, I will see you very soon, I hope. Have a great week, and every listener of yours as well. And pray for Danielle, too.
Thank you,
aww.
Love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we've only got a couple minutes left here, so let's tell people what you're doing down there in Florida now, Jacqueline, because you're back into your native environment of many years.
I'm back and getting everything settled here and moving along. And this Saturday, November 1st, All Saints Day, we are having a fair at Spark of Divine and Best Shop in Vero Beach. And, oh, it's going to be great. They've, you know.
Wow, great.
So many different readers there. And they're doing free Reiki treatments, you know, sample Reiki treatments, which is really cool. And chair massage. And she's got the rock guy there, the crystal guy. I don't remember what his name of his company is, but he's coming. And so there's lots of things that are going to be going on there. And I'm back at, except for that Saturday, I'm back at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart. And
excellent.
From 10 to 2 every excellent. Saturday and Sunday. So that's been fun. And if anybody wants to reach me or they have any questions, they can give me a call at 772-286-2720. Now that you've had your, you know, last event this last week, and what new events do you have coming up for you?
Well, basically what I'm trying to do is I'm going to play catch up probably for the next week or so, and I'm going to be working on all the charts for West Palm Beach. I'm going to be down there between the 14th and the 22nd, and I'm going to be doing readings and having a couple of parties and a private parties with people that want psychic readings. And I will be checking my messages here because I'm usually available by phone. And so I'm looking forward to that, my trip to Florida, and see family and friends, and also do a lot of good psychic work. But I can be reached at 540-400-0110. We're starting some new things at Lifestream Center, which is kind of like Spark of the Divine for you, Jacqueline. On Mondays, starting December 1st, I am going to be there from 2 to 6 doing mini readings for people. May not have a lot of money, but they have a couple of really important questions. So I can help them because the economy, as you all know, has been a little bit aggressive. So this gives people an opportunity to tap into my gift at a price they can afford. So I'm going to start that, too, in addition to my classes and the church down in Radford, New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, and all the things I'm doing here.
You're here, there, and everywhere.
God bless you all and have a pleasant night.
Have a good week.
Bye.